Okay, we are up to Reb Yehuda. Okay, we got to identify where he is. We are Yodayin Amid Aleph. Go across from Tysus Nalev. And go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines up. Yeah, Reb Yehuda Aimer. 10 lines up, go across from Tysus Nalev. Yodayin Amid Aleph, go 10 lines up. My guess would be at 17:82. Rabbi Zuck to Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. We explained yesterday Rabbi Meir's opinion. He said 5 from Tzayin, 5 from Gairan, 5 from Yaakov, and you could, as long as it equals 15, and he learned it out Rekum Rekum from Bechor, and the question was, why did he learn Rekum Rekum from Eilusriya? And the answer was, it says, Hashem Barachach Hashem Elokecha. That's what we did yesterday. We're up to Rabbi Yehuda. Zuck to Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Shloishim Kishloishim Shaleven. Rabbi Yehuda learn Shloishim Kishloishim Kevin. Zuck to Gemara, by time in Rabbi Yehuda. Zuck to Gemara, Yolof Nesina Nesina Meyevin. He had a different Gzeira Shava handed down by his Rebbe. He didn't have the Gzeira Shava of Rekum Rekum. His Gzeira Shava that he got from his Rebbe was Nesina Nesina. It says, Hanik Tanik Loi, it says Titin Loi. It says by Evan Ivri, Kesef Shloishim Shkolim Yitein Radoinov. Ma'ala Halon Shloishim. Avkan Shloishim, right? It says Hanukkah B'Tzarich because Rechav Shachal Titan Loi. I think the pasuk says. I don't have the pasuk in front of me, right? So it says the word Titan Nesina Nesina. This doesn't have to be exact words. There it says Kesher Shloishim Shalom Yitain. Here it says Titan. It's Xeris Shavu Nesina Nesina, and that tells me that it's 30 like Shloishim Shaleven. Not that it's logical. There a Shar Muad is killing an Eved, and here a person is giving presents to his Eved Ivri. There it's an Eved Knot, but it's like Zerah Shava. Frank the Gemara ben Eilu Nesina Nesina Me'erchim. The Torah writes Nesina by Erchim as well, and we have a rule that Zerah Shava says Nesina Nesina. The application of Nesina Nesina is our decision. Right, we have that there's a Gzeira Shava of Nesina Nesina, and we look from where to learn out Hanukkah from. Should I learn it out from Evan? Should I learn it out from Erchon? Now, Erchon is 50. So why are you going with 30? Why didn't you say that the Gzeira Shava meant Erchon? Dr. Gemara, Malhan Chamishim Avkan Chamishim, and for the Gemara, two reasons. Chada, Tfasta Maruba Loi Tfasta, Tfasta Mua Tfasta. Now this is a rule, and this rule is being taken to a different level now. Tfasta Maruba Loi Tfasta, Tfasta Mua Tfasta means, if you don't know if it's 30 or 50, you can't say 50, because you have no proof that it's 50. But even if it's 50, it includes 30. So 30 is not wrong, because even if it's 50, 30 is part of 50. If it's 50, that's more than 30, you might be wrong. You always grab the sure one rather than grab for more, which you might not be able to prove. And therefore, the Torah, this rule applies to how you make drushes. So it's not pshat, we don't know what to do, and every misafik we give him 30. No, bivadai we give him 30. Because since the Torah's rule is never shoot for more unless you have proof, that means the Torah wants you to learn it out from Evan. It's not that since we don't know, misafik, we do that. No. It's since the Torah gave us a rule in drushes that say, do not jump for more if you're not sure. Stay with the less, which is definitely sure. That means that's how the Torah wants us to darshan it. And therefore we learn it out, Nesina Nesina, from Eved, not from Erech. That's answer number one. The Yid, Eved mi Eved havilei lemeilef. Granted that one is an Eved Ivri and one is an Eved Kanani, but still they have the word Eved attached to them, whereas opposed the Erchon has nothing to do with an Eved. So if I have a choice which one is more similar, even though Gzeira Shavah is not logic, but when I have a choice of two Gzeira Shavahs, I can use logic to determine which one. Now, this logic is just the name Eved, but it's more than Erchon, so therefore that determines that that's the Gzeira Shavah.
Get their drushes from the Rebbe. You mean to tell me it was just the words, not where it was from?
Not always. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Reka, Nesina Nesina, I think it's supposed to say Me'erchem. Does anybody on the side change it? No, it's in the Gemara Vayter, that's why. It's in the next piece of Gemara. Don't think about Vayter.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I understood probably erroneously that Gezeirah Shavos were handed down. Once they're handed down, how can you then challenge them because it's better in one context than another? Someone may not have that Gezeirah Shavos, but once you have it, how can you challenge it?
You're 100%
with logic.
Right. You're 100% right. Except the question is, what was handed down? Was it handed down with specificity of where it's going? Or was it handed down that there is a Nesina Nesina to be derived? Figure out how you want to use that Gezeirah Shavos. We can't deny the Gezeirah Shavos. There is one handed down, and we know that that's going to determine the amount of Hanukkah, of the present. But the Gezeirah Shavos did not come with specific where to learn it out from. It just said, figure out Nesina Nesina. So now I have a choice to make. I know there's a Gezeirah Shavos. I cannot logically question the Gezeirah Shavos. But I can determine where I should use the Gezeirah Shavos, and logic comes into play there within the choices. I don't use to say no Gezeirah Shavos. I use logic to determine where does it make more sense that the Torah would have wanted. Now, if the Gezeirah Shavos would have been specific, or if Titeh would have only been written in one place, then I would have never had this question, because that's the Gezeirah Shavos. Take it. You have no choice. But here, I have two choices in what the Gezeirah Shavos was. The Gezeirah Shavos did not come with a specific address. The Gezeirah Shavos did not come with a specific address. So since it didn't come with a specific address, it leaves it up to me, not me personally, but Chazal, to decide where am I going to make this Gezeirah Shavos. So two things come into play. One, we have a rule called Trasta Meruba Loi Tefasta, Trasta Mua Tefasta, which means always go with the lower number, not with the larger number. And that's a way to determine how to darshan it. And the second one is, one is more similar, slightly more similar than the other, enough reason to lean the Gezeirah Shavos in that direction. But you're right. Gezeirah Shavos are not determined by logic. Logically, this is not similar, not to Erchin and not to Eved Kanani. Logically, Gezeirah Shavos did, it said you got to compare it. We don't give you a choice. But because the Gezeirah Shavos wasn't specific, it left us some maneuverability room, which has to be decided by Chazal what makes most sense.
If my Rebbe was specific, can I challenge his interpretation of the same Gezeirah Shavos word to word? Can I apply it somewhere else because I think it's more logical someplace else?
It depends if your Rebbe got it from his Rebbe, then you can challenge
yeah.
it. If your Rebbe just got it and did his own application, then you could challenge it.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Okay, well, that's your problem.
I can't see you.
Yes. Okay, yes.
So for the point, where did Rebbe get this that Tefasta Mu'at is in Badai? This is meaning if you don't know, you can't do any better. This is the best we can do at this time. Maybe next year they'll find somebody who learned from their Rebbe exactly that is Chamishim. You know what I mean? Like, where did Rebbe get that information from?
I don't want to apply a source that I'm not sure, but it's clear, it has to be that way. Because if the Gemara is answering, we don't know, therefore we make it 30, not 50, what would happen if the guy grabbed 50? And now he's saying, prove that it's 30. So if you're right, and that's why I spoke out the other way, then it becomes a suffix. That means we really don't know. And then the second Gemara's answer is yes, we do know, because Evan to Evan. So it's like two different answers on two different levels, and it makes an afkamina whether the guy grabs it. He can say, prove the other way. I have the money now. So therefore, I learned the other way. I believe it's Rebbe Kivager anyway, but I don't want to attribute something to Rebbe Kivager that he might not have said. He says it somewhere else. He says it in Baba Kama, Dav Gimel. There's a Gemara there that wants to know how to learn out from. The Gemara says, since we don't know which one to learn out from, we learn out from both. By Shane and Rego, Shaila is which one to use the pasuk for. You remember what I'm talking about, Rabbi Schutz? Gimel Med Aleph. Anyway, so Rebbe Kivager there, the Chuvah Rebbe Kivager that says, snapshot, since we don't know, therefore we say maybe this, maybe this. When the Torah gave you a drasha and you can't determine which way to go, and you're mesupik and it's 50-50, that means the Torah wants you to make both drushas. That's Rebbe Kivager over there. So I use that Rebbe Kivager here. So I don't want to give Rebbe Kivager, if it's wrong, I don't want to blame him. But that approach I got from that Rebbe Kivager.
What's the case there?
Shara Muad killed an Eved Kanani.
So who gives to who?
The one who owns the Shara has to pay the master 30 shkalim. It's a knas, it's a flat rate, whether the Eved's worth a penny or $1 trillion.
So we're learning the giving of this Baal Ashur, the giving of
the... No. That's the wrong way to approach it. We're learning to do a titain to the word titain. Nothing to do with what's behind it.
Who's giving or who's receiving?
Nothing to do with that. It's Xerah Shava.
What if somebody says, the Erech of my Eved is upon me?
It has nothing to do with this sugya.
So mean Erech?
Erech just means a flat amount at the Torah road. Nothing but Eved there.
For an adult male.
Right, exactly. So why are you bringing Eved in?
I
have no idea. We'll learn Masechtas Erech, maybe we'll find out. It's not the gay here.
No, it doesn't.
Dr. Gemara, Reb Shimon Eimer, Reb Shimon said Chamishim, Chamishim Shem Erechen. Frank the Gemara, my time is Reb Shimon. Where did he get 50? Come on, it's in the scene of Erechen. Malon Chamishim, Avkan Chamishim. Frank the Gemara, the aim of the Pukash of Erechen. First, the Gemara wants to know. There's a lot of Erechens. There's an Erechen for the month-old baby. There's an Erechen for the 5-year-old. There's an Erechen for a 20-year-old. There's an Erechen for over 60. Where do you know which Erech to pick? You picked the largest amount. How'd you know that? Zog the Gemara, Asher Berachacha Hashem Elokecha. Says Asher Berachacha by Hanukkah. That means the Torah is saying, give more. Frech the Gemara of a name of Nesina Nesina Me'evet. Ma'alal on Shleishim Avkai Shleishim. See, if you learn it out from Erchon, I get it. But who told you that the Zeresh ever goes to Erchon? Maybe he goes to Evet, and I have reason for that. Chodra the Tvasta Meruba Loi Tvasta. First of all, was who gave you a right to go to the bigger one when there's a smaller one available? Those two Svaras are Yehuda used. Reb Shimon, why did you reject it? Zok to Gemara, you're 100% right. If the Gzeira Shava would be Titain, then Reb Shimon would have agreed to Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon gave his Rebbe, gave him a different Gzeira Shava. He didn't have in his repertoire, if that's the right word to use, or in his portfolio, he did not have the Gzeira Shava of Titain.
His arsenal.
He had a different Gzeira Shava. So here we have three Tanoim. They each operated under a different Gzeira Shava. Reb Meir's Rebbe taught him Rekum Rekum. Reb Yehuda's Rebbe told him Titain Titain. And Reb Shimon's Rebbe taught him Yamuch Yamuch. That's what the Gemara answered. Now the Gemara is retracting it. We were trying to figure out Pshat and Reb Shimon. So we started off with Nesina Nesina. We proved that that can't work. Dr. Gemara, we misunderstood Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, Micha Micha Gamar. He learned that the word Yamuch from Yamuch. It says the word ki yamuch by erchen, person's poor, and it says the word yamuch by selling an eved ivri, by hanaka, that's what it's talking about, it's a ki yamuch achicha, right? So we learned out one from the other, therefore, he made that gzeir shava to say the amount of erech. Now, which erech? So that Hashem Berachacha says, go with the larger number, not with the smaller number. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, now I want to point out, Reb Shimon saying a huge chiddush. And by the way, the Gemara also said a huge chiddush here. Let me take each one separately. Yomuch by Eben Ivri is written in Parshas Behar. Hanukkah is written in Parshas for A. Peirin does not write Yomuch in Parshas for A by Hanukkah. It doesn't use that word there. But uses it by an Eben Ivri elsewhere. So if Shimon's Gzeir Shava was Eben Ivri from Erchim, because it says Yomuch in both places, even though the Yomuch is not written exactly where Hanukkah is written. That's just pointing out what Reb Shimon is doing. I have no idea exactly what you're trying to say.
What are the two parts?
I'm trying to say is, the Gzeir Shava, it's a both Eben Ivri's. It doesn't make a difference. All I'm trying to say is, it's not in the same parsha. It's all I'm pointing out. I'm not making a kasha out of it. I'm pointing out a fact. Because somebody's going to look at it and say, oh, you can make Gzeir Shava. It's not even the parsha. So I'm saying that's what Reb Shimon is saying. That's all. It's pointing out something. I'm not making a big deal out of it. But the bigger chiddush here is, to me, again, looking at it from my perspective, but using Hashem Berachacha to tell me the largest part of Erchin. That means Erchin can go all the way from 5 shkolim to 50 shkolim. And Hashem Berachacha says, learn it out from the 50 shkolim one, not from the 5 shkolim one. But we were not willing to use Hashem Berachacha to determine how to use Nesina Nesina. When the Gemara wanted to say Reb Shimon learns Nesina Nesina, and the Gemara said, maybe it's from heaven. In fact, Fasta Meruba. The Gemara could have said, it says Hashem Berachacha. Go with the larger number. There the Gemara didn't say that. Hashem Berachacha is not going to determine which Gzeir Shava to make. That's what you see from this Gemara. Hashem Berachacha is going to work within the parameters of the Gzeir Shava that you have and say go to the larger number within that Gzeir Shava. The Gemara is not willing to answer that let Hashem Berachacha determine that you shouldn't learn Nesina Nesina from Evan, learn Nesina Nesina from Erchin. More. Your question was we go with less? Hashem Berachacha. Terence says the Gemara is not willing to let that be a determining factor in which Gzeir Shava. But once you determine the Gzeir Shava is from Erchin to Hanukkah, now the question is, within Erchin, Hashem Berachacha can tell you which one. I'm just pointing that out.
What?
Yimucha
means what?
Micha comes from the word Yamuch, poor.
So you're going to use
I'm using the fact that it said the word Yamuch here, Yamuch here, and my Rebbe told me that's Gzeir Shava.
Okay, but then you...
I'm not going to use it for poverty, I'm going to use it to connect the parshiyos.
Yesterday we also had Hashem Berachacha, right?
Correct.
Is that also the same?
Yes, again. We had Rekam, and the question was whether to learn Rekam from the beginning of the Pasuk or the end of the Pasuk.
Right.
So we used it for the beginning of the Pasuk because Hashem Berachacha.
It's only because you had Gzeir Shava first.
Correct. Yes, Corey.
Didn't these nine have the same Rebbe?
No. Yes and no. It's a good point you're making. Yes and no. Meaning, they all learned by Rabbi Akiva. All these three Tanoim were Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. They all, Rabbi Meir learned by Rabbi Shmuel also, for sure. I don't know whether the other two ever learned who their other Rabbeim were, but it seems obviously that they had different Rabbeim on the way too. If not, you'd have a great question. How can three people walk away with their Rebbe saying three different Gzeir Shavas and they don't agree to each other? Now, Rabbi Schutz once showed me a Taisus in Shabbos that says, that answers the question, which is, so if your friend told you, his Rebbe told you, Gzeir Shava, him and Gzeir Shava, why don't you accept it? We think he's lying? His Rebbe didn't tell him? Answer is, Taisus says, everybody had a number of Gzeir Shavas from their Rebbe. It came with a finite number. This is the amount of Gzeir Shavas that exists. Every Rebbe told his Talmud two things. the number and what are the Gzeres Shavas in that number. And therefore, you can't accept from your friend another Gzeres Shava. It doesn't fit the number. Can't go above. For instance, let's say the Rebbe told the Talmud that there's 106 Gzeres Shavas in the Torah. I just made up that number, by the way. 106. And the Rebbe gave his Talmud all 106 Gzeres Shavas. Comes along the Talmud's friend, who learned by a different Rebbe, Chosheb Yid, Tzadik, Rosh Hashiva. He says, my Rebbe taught me another Gzeres Shava. So the person can say, what can I do? I have 106. My Rebbe told me 106, and he gave me the 106. I can't accept your Gzeres Shava. If not, so there's 107. Terah says, no, the Rebbe said 106. That's part of the Mesirah. And that's why you can have three Tanoim with three different Gzeres Shavas, and the one doesn't accept the other ones. That's
the finite that you, they knew how many. I mean,
that was what the Rebbe taught them. This is what Taisus says, not me. Mm-hmm. It's a Taisus and Shabbos Rebbe should have shown it to me. Years ago, he must have shown it to me 5 years ago, 6 years ago, long time ago. Not a long time ago, but a little time back, yes.
But that doesn't answer Corey's question.
No, I did not. I did not use that to answer Corey's questions. My answer to Corey's question is that I also had different Rebbeim. I know for sure Rebbeim learned by Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara does say that a number of places in Shas. Rebbeim learned by Rabbi Shmuel, then went to Rabbi Kiva, or he went to Rabbi Kiva, then back to Rabbi Shmuel, to Machloikis and Girsis in the Gemara. But whatever it is, he definitely learned by both. I don't know about Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. But they all three did learn by Rabbi Kiva. They were three of the ones, I believe they were three of the ones of Rabbi Kiva's five Talmidim, which, right. By the way, he had more than five. I think he had six or seven, at least, that I know of. But the Gemara calls him his five Talmidim. After
Rabbi.
24,000 of them died, it said, the Hayayilim Shamim, the Gemara Yavamas we had, the world was desolate, so Rabbi Kiva went to the Dharm and found five Talmidim. And I think these are three of the five.
Yeah. He was the only Gadol left in the world?
Again, he was the Rebbe. The Torah we learn is Rebbe Kiva's Torah. I mean, we also learn other people's Torah. But the structure of the Torah we learn is Rebbe Kiva's Torah. Rebbe Meir is Stam Mishnah. Most Mishnayos are Rebbe Meir talking, who was a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva. Stam Sifra, the Brises in Torah's Kahanim and in Sifra, are Rebbe Yehuda, which is also a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva. And Zayir is Reb Shimon. And they all learned by the same Reb Akiva. And the Torah we get is handed down through Talmidei Reb Akiva. It's a fact.
You find that through Yerushalmi also?
I have no idea. I mean, it's not like I know Yerushalmi. It's the same Mishnayos. Right? So I assume it's the same Tanoim. That doesn't mean we don't get other opinions. We get Reb Tarfon or Reb Shmuel and Reb Eliezer or Reb Yeshua. There are many other opinions. But the basic structure of Torah that we get came through Reb Akiva. I'm not saying you only Reb Akiva, but through Reb Akiva. Right? When Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim and the Rabbeinu Shlom showed him somebody teaching Torah, he showed him Reb Akiva teaching Torah. That's the fact. Not that anybody else wasn't teaching Torah. But the one he showed him, when he asked him, why are you making crowns of the letters, he showed him Rebbe Akiva sitting and darshaning each crown. He showed him Rebbe Akiva. I want to make clear, not all Torah comes from Rebbe Akiva. We have a lot of Torah from not Rebbe Akiva. But the structure of Mishnayos and Brises and all these things are Rebbe Akiva students. That's the fact. And Rebbe learned by these people. Rabbeinu HaKadosh learned by, I think, Reb Shimon, and he saw Reb Meir, the Gemara says, in Erevin. He saw Reb Meir once in the back. Like, these were his Rebbeim. Okay.
What was the answer to if there's 106 Gzeres Shavas and someone else has a few that are different than your 106?
I can't accept it. I have to go with my Rebbe's Gzeres Shavas. He gave me what they are, and he gave me the number. And therefore, I can't accept any more. That means there were different Rebbeim teaching probably different numbers, and definitely different Gezeirah Shavas. And one thought that everybody had the same number, but Tysus does not say that. Tysus does not say, I misunderstood Tysus, that Tysus said everybody had the same number, just had different ones. It's not true. Tysus doesn't say that. He just says everybody had a number. The number did not have to be the same. It could be one Tana had a number at 106 and one of them had 113. I have no idea. But your Rebbe gave you the number plus the details of the number. No wiggle room. There was no wiggle rooming. Rashi. Zakh Rashi, Micha Micha Gover. Chadet Fastam Ruba. Kulu Chadet Kushuhi, Ad Evet, Evet Havelele Melem. It's all one question. Micha Gomer. Micha Micha Gomer. Ain't Adam Zag Gzerah Shavah Me'atzmai. No person can make his own Gzerah Shavah. Umasuru Hulahami Reb Seyem. And they have it from the Rebbeim. Umi Sinai. Ezer Teva Nichtav Gzerah Shavah. Kechol Dover Halamed Mechaverai. Like everything else, it all comes from your Rebbe. That Hashtag Dover Amin and Reb Shimon Gomer Merabi the Nesinus Hanek Nidrish Gzerah Shavah.
Mechaverai is a Rebbe?
No. Like everything else that you learn out from its friends, meaning any limud from A to B, not from your friends, from its friends. That hashda davar minin Reb Shimon gavam mirabbi d'nesin nesenik nidush l'gzeirah shava. Until now, we thought Reb Shimon learned that the word nesina is the gzeirah shava. Have a pechina and gzeirah shava minin l'gzeirah shava minin l'gzeirah shava minin l'gzeirah shava. So we had a question, if the Gzeirah Shavah is Nesina, how do you know where to apply it? Shemachi Itzuch Litzrutze, we had to answer, Gzeirah Shavah, Reb Shimon Lav Gzeirah Shavah, the Nesina Gomer. Must be that he did not have that Gzeirah Shavah. El Demichuk Sibbe Eben, it says the word Yamuch, Sibbe Echim V'chimachu. So we're learning out different Gzeirah Shavah. Back to the Gemara. Bishlai Miller Rameir, Hainu d'chsev tzoyin gairam v'yekev. According to Rameir, he says, Rekam is five. The Gzeirah Shavah taught us the number five. Rekam was learned out from Pidgin Aben, and Pidgin Aben is five shkolim. And then the Torah wrote three species, tzoyincha, garnecha, yikvecha. I don't know if you can call that species. Three items that each one is Rekam. Each one gets five. That's why the Torah specified three. To tell me it's three times five. Had the Torah just written Rekam with one, it would have been one times five. So the Torah had to specify three to tell me three times five. Elo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they're not giving a number for each. They're saying we learn out a total number. So hi, Tzayin Gaya V'Yakov Lomeli. So why did the Torah have to specify what you give him? Quadra Meir, we wanted to specify three items. Why? Because we wanted to get to 15. The Gzeirah Shavah teaches us 5. By specifying 3, it's 3 times 5. Masha'en Kain, Kodesh Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, we are not darshaning the number of things, we are learning out a number of money. But Rameir's number of money was 5. He multiplied it by the fact that it says Siren Garen Yaakov. Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda learned out a total of 30 or 50. What is it? Nobody says. They don't say 3 times 30. And they don't say 3 times 50. They say 30 and 50. So why did the Torah have to give you ideas of what it is?
It's a proof to the...
It's not a proof. It's a question.
You know, if you want to make them all the same, it would be 10.
It doesn't. They don't say that.
I don't think.
Number one, they don't say that. Let me also... Right, again, they don't say it. They just give a total number. Now, we're not trying to prove one Tana right over the other. We're trying to figure out what does the Tana mean. Zok de Gemara mi boi lili de Tanya. You know why we need it? For the following brisa. Yochel ohim anikim ha-metzayin garen v'yakov. I would think Hanukkah is only sheep, grain, and wine. If you have other items, there's no Hanukkah. Menayin l'rab is called over. How do I know that Hanukkah has to come from anything? Meaning, it has to equal a total amount of money, that it's not limited to only those three items. What if I don't have any train guy or any Yaakov? What if I have cars? How do I know that Hanukkah means give him any item? Whatever Hashem blessed you with. In Cain, Fek de Brisa, Mat, Tal, Tal, Met, Train Guy, and Yaakov. So why does it say train guy and Yaakov? These are things that increase, right? They reproduce. Sign reproduces, grain reproduces, wine reproduces. These are things that grow in the ground or procreate. Of course, yes, the b'chol bracha. You give them items that are blessed, that always increase naturally. Yatzuk sofim. Money doesn't grow on trees. That's what the Rice is saying. You don't give them money. You give them items that naturally increase. Not cars, not money, animals, grain, wine, vegetables, whatever, things that grow, things that have natural bracha into them.
I mean, just yesterday we left off that if you didn't have the things, just go and give money. That's not like Reb Shimon.
We never said the word money.
Value.
We said value. You can give one more than one less.
No, I thought Rabbi Moshe Shlita. I thought he asked, if you don't have these three, what do you do? Unless you don't have Akim, Yekim, well.
No, it says here you have to give him something that has bracha.
Even though when you put money in the stock market, it might...
It's not natural.
Sorry.
You put it in SVB, whatever the name of the bank was. Signature Bank, you know what I mean?
Wherever you want it. What's it called?
Silicon Valley Bank. SVB. It naturally grows.
The silicone plate?
Grows downwards. What?
The silicone, what's
wrong
with Silicon Valley? What's
wrong? How does wine increase?
The grapes. It comes from natural growth. Doesn't necessarily mean wine. It means grapes. Grapes grow. Rashi.
Also yeast.
Rashi. Hainu d'chsiv tzayin garim v'yekel l'mei m'shadik zer shavak kochad minav d'avu l'tesva v'chis 15. L'amu li'hoi v'sayv l'rabbis kol tover m'ashe b'recha b'chal b'recha tzayin parah v'rava v'chen gidu l'karka. Frag the Gemara. That's what...
You give the money.
No, you don't give money.
So you actually give... Okay.
Again, maybe I don't know the answer to the following question. What if I tell the Eved, I have sheep, but instead of giving you sheep, which I'm supposed to give you, I'll give you their value. I don't know whether you can get away with that. But one thing's for sure, if you, the chi of Hanukkah comes from things that are naturally increased. That's what the Tana is saying. And money doesn't grow in trees, and therefore money is not included.
So if the Odom doesn't have the...
That's what it sounds like, he doesn't have to give them. Correct. Blessed Ben Yaakov Eimer, Yatsu Pradas. It excludes mules. Mules don't procreate. Reb Shimon Pradas, Shabchon Begufayu. They grow. They might not procreate, but they get fatter and bigger. So that's natural expansion. So you would give Pradas.
Because they're stronger, they can do more things.
Worth a lot more money. You know, they can carry more packages. Reb Laza Meyakov says, Ksofim Abu Be'iska. He says, investing in a business is considered natural. That's okay. That's the Machloikas. One considers SVB a good investment, and one says it grows that way.
I did not look ahead. I know.
I didn't accuse you. Back to Gemara. That's Gemara Tzricha. And why do I need three examples? If it's all it's saying is I need things that naturally improve, so I can have one example. That's Gemara Tzricha. Because of Rahman and Tzayin, I mean a Balichayin and Gizuli Karkaloi. And if that's Tzayin, I would have limited it to living things. I mean, living animals. Not living plants. Katsrachman and Gairin. Because on Gairin, I have a meaning of Duli Karka in, Mali Karka Lot, Barachayim Loi. So each one would have limited it. Gairin would have limited it to things that grow from ground. Tzayin would have limited it from things that grow, procreate. Yakov Lomeli, but one is extra. I don't need Yakov. Lemute, Lemar Lemute Ksavim, Lemar Lemute Brothers. That extra one is to exclude. To tell me, that not one says not money, and one says not mules. Why would I think differently if it would have said Tzaynin and Geirin? That would have limited it by itself. So Trashi, the light tame Asher Barachacha Ribuyahu. Don't think Asher Barachacha says, and everything else as well. The Riba Akel, the Kibin Distrabi Gidul Karko Balikayim, Hachi Nami Ksafim. That's what it's supposed to say. Therefore comes along Yaakov and says, no. No more than the rule set by Tzayin Gairin and Yaakov, which is things that naturally improve. Now, what's considered natural improvement is a machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Lazar ben Yaakov. Whether mules are considered natural or whether money is considered natural. By the way, this is Rashi's shot in the Gemara. Tysus has a totally different shot in the Gemara. Yes?
Doesn't do anything for me now,
That's a lot of things. It was the one that made it go from Rekum to the beginning to Rekum at the end. It was the one, according to Reb Shimon, it went from Erchin to the 50. According to Reb Yehuda, he didn't use it. Tanarabban. Asher Barachacha Hashem Elikecha. Yachol Nizbarach Bayis Beglalim Anikim Loi. Loi Nizbarach Bayis Beglalim Anikim Loi. If the owner can say, listen, nothing in the last 6 years, my income has not gone up at all. I have no more savings. I have no more income. This Eved Ivri gave me no bracha. Pasuk says, you should give it to him because Asher Barachacha Hashem Elikecha, Hashem blessed you. Making it sound you got blessed because you had this Eved Ivri in your house. He increased your total value, whatever the word your repertoire was.
Portfolio,
thank you. Whatever word it is, he increased your money, your bank account, whatever it is. Therefore, you should give him. What if he didn't? You're the same guy you were before. Didn't make anything. Talmud Leimar, Hanik Tanik Mikol Mokum. The second Hanik Tanik says, even if you didn't make money, you still give it to him. So why did the Torah say Asher Barachacha? Now we used Asher Barachacha before for other things. Now the Gemara is going to dash in something else. Hakol lefi bracha tenloi. Meaning, if you got a lot of money because of him, if your income grew substantially, give him more. There's a minimum. The Torah set a minimum, 15, 30, 50. But if you see that your income grew substantially, the Rabbi Nishon was very kind to you, pass along that kindness to your Eved Ivri. That's what this Mandiyama says. Reb Lazar ben Azariah argues, I am a Dvarim Kitzavim. He says, don't change the meaning of the Pasuk. Nizbarach Bayez Beglalim Manikim Loi, Loi Nizbarach Bayez Beglalim Manikim Loi. The Torah says, your Chiyuv Hanukkah depends on your bank account, on your portfolio. If you gained, give him Hanukkah. If not, there's no Chiyuv Hanukkah.
It's always on the spin, Rabbi. So
he's on the spin.
It wasn't so good.
I
that's dangerous.
I don't want it. Fact the Gemara MK, my Talmud Lema Hanik Tanik. So according to Reb and Azariah, why does the Torah say double Lush and Hanik Tanik? Different Torah Kalush from the other. Sometimes the Torah repeats a word because that's how people speak. Yes, Doctor.
I don't understand the second question. The first answer is very good. It's a minimum amount, it's the shelf, everything else is above it. This is what's called an end of one experiment. We don't know what would have happened. We don't know where he would be if he hadn't had the Eved Ivri. So therefore, it could be a big increase over the alternative path.
See, the Torah didn't ask you to look for that. The Torah said, take a look at this guy. Is he better off? That's all the Torah asked you to look at. See, if the Torah wanted you to do that, the answer would be, we can't. But obviously the Torah knew that. So when the Torah said, Asher Barachacha according to Blasim and Azariah, the Torah says, call your accountant and find out if the guy improved or not. That's what the Torah said. Maybe he's improved or what? That's not Lefi Roi Seineinu. That's not an error. Ability to see. And therefore the Torah didn't mean that.
This concept, which I believe was familiar at the time. So
that's not what the Torah means. I go with what the Torah means. The Torah says, look for the blessing.
So Rabbi, let's say he lost 50% of his diet, things are bad, and then a week before this, he was supposed to go free, he has a big Yerusha. So now he's like rolling the dough. So
then you have to ask me a question which I don't know the answer to. Is this Yerusha considered part of the Asher Berachecha? Or is Asher Berachecha only in the... I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But if the answer to the question is yes, I don't care if it happened 5 minutes before.
But why can't you say...
I don't know the answer to the question.
Why can't you say... You could have had it worse.
Again, thank you for being machab to the doctor's question. Yes.
I understood what Rudy said.
But if you don't listen, you don't understand.
5 years ago, he said, I have to raise my hand. I'm listening. You can't say any word that's 6 syllables or more.
Anyway, he asked the question, and I said, the Torah didn't expect you to know what you can't know. The Torah is saying, judge by what you see.
That's what he asked. That's a beautiful question.
You know he feels so much better now?
I
don't. No, I don't.
I do that when I said that.
I actually, Father, your turn. He gained 100-fold. We are able to tell when there is, or we are expected in some ways to know, unless you want to say that the pasuk is there because we can't know unless the pasuk tells us. But we do have an instance in the Torah where we see specifically an increase over the alternative pathway, which we did not see.
See, I would have learned differently. I would have said that Torah is saying he made 100 times more than he made the year before.
That's not what Rashi
said. I know. But there the Torah told it to me. Here the Torah didn't expect me to have the vision to be able to see the alternative path. Torah can't expect me to do what humans are impossible to do.
I am going to write down that this is the day that you went and completely connected Rashi.
I didn't mean to do that. I meant to prove a bucket. It's not worth arguing what I meant.
No, I don't. I'm not arguing.
It's okay.
The word big lala.
I am surprised.
I'm sorry? Big lala means because of the heaven.
Right, so everything comes because...
No, but if we watch the things that beforehand, the guy was making X, and now he's making X plus, because there's an Eved in the house. So it's fair to say that the Rabbeinu Shem sent the bracha because of him. Listen, somebody went to the Satma Rebbe, the B.I.O., and he was a partner in business with another person. And he said to the Rebbe, I wanna buy him out. I wanna buy him out. I do all the work. I do everything. He gets 50%. It's not fair. So the Rebbe said, and who says who's the cause of the bracha? That's what he answered. And the guy never bought his partner out. The Rebbe answered him, how do you know who gets the bracha? You might be doing the work. He might be bringing the bracha.
Which means that everyone should go out and get an Eved.
You go out and buy one. Try it. See how far you get. You know.
The wrong country.
Try it. You're in the wrong country. Evidently. There was a case. I mean, we're going to have it later in Kedushin. What happened was, after the war, there were unfortunately mamzerim. Women got remarried thinking their husbands had died. I'm not saying with a heter, without a heter. Ramesha writes in a thing that it couldn't have been a personal lady got married and she had a kid and then found out her husband was alive. She came to Ramesha. Ramesha said, who gave you a heter? She named the Rav and Ramesha said, you're a liar, because if he would have given you a heter, your husband would have died. You would never have been able to live after that Rav gave you a heter to get married.
Would have been dead
at that point before you get married. Or whatever it is. So, but there were women that got remarried and had mamzerim, and it was a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael in the early 50s. What do you do with these kids? They're mamzerim. So one of the solutions that came up was that they should find some lady who's willing to sell herself as a shivcha kananis.
Right.
Okay. And she will become a shivcha kananis. You don't have to slave it. No, a guy.
Okay.
Go to a lady and say, would you sell yourself for a shivchi knanis? And obviously offer her good terms, it's kedai. And then the mamzer can marry a shivchi knanis, and the kids would be avadim, and you can free them, and they would be kosher Jews. That was one of the possible solutions, that the mamzer should sell himself as an Eved Ivri, which is not so simple, because ain't evan every naig was manshein ayevel naig. There is no evan every today. But mamzer can marry a shivchi kananis without telling himself it's an evan every. And that was one of the possible solutions. I don't know whatever happened, but in the tshuvah swarm they bring this possible solution.
But doesn't the child, when he gets back to be a Jew, gets freed? He turns into a mamzer.
No, it's a machlokes tanoim at the end of the third parak of kedushin.
And how do we pass?
Are we passing that he's not a mamzer?
And how about other races for mamzer?
I have no idea. I'm just telling you what says the tshuvah swarm.
Is there any other races for
mamzer? Not that I know of.
But a girl mamzer, what does she do?
They had no solution for that.
There's no solution.
I said they didn't have a solution. I didn't say I was looking at one tshuva. You know what I mean? I'm not. We'll get there, Mirtz Hashem, at the end of the third parak. Talk to Gemara Rashi. We have to do Rashi. Talk to Rashi. I call Lufi Abracha. In Mizvarach Abayis Mishvila Harbet Tais Vol and Okay. At more of a Mlab Altim Chasuna Kosov. Period. Talk to Gemara Abayis Tana Rabbanan. Evan Ivri, Ivan is a Ben, Vein, Ivan is a Bach. It's all going to be learned out from Sukkim. A regular Evan Ivri, his master dies, he works for the son, doesn't work for a daughter. Meaning if there's no sons and the daughter inherit, he goes free. Amavriyam, these are all going to be learned out from Sukkim. Eidei Venice, Leyes Aben, Leyes Abbas. Her master dies, she goes free. Hanirza, Evan Ivri who was born, Vanimker Levekechavim, or an Evan Ivri who sold himself to a guy, Eidei Venice, Leyes Aben, Leyes Abbas. These are facts. No sources, just facts. We will get to the sources soon. Rashi. Evan Ivri, Evan Saben, and Mesa Dainav, Evan is Benai, Admalai Shesh, to the end of six. Yaibu Hapaika Batechem, or Yaibu might come in the middle of the six. Ain Evan is Abbas, and Ain Leben. If he doesn't have a son, he doesn't work for the daughter. Amir Mar. Evan Ivri, Evan is Saben, and Evan is Abbas. But not immediately. How do I know that? Tana Rabbanon says in the Pasik, Vavotcha Shesh Shalem, he should work for you. Mechav v'loy li'yirish. He works for you, not to your inheritor. Frek de Gemara. That means not to a daughter or a brother. But a son is not called an inheritor. Frek de Gemara. Atayber l'chav v'loy li'yirish. Ayena l'chav v'loy l'ben. Kshuayim es sheish shanim yavoid. It could have said sheish shanim yavotcha. It says sheish shanim yavoid. Hara l'ben amar. We have contradictory psukim. One says avotcha. One says, Yavoid, work for whoever. So therefore, to compromise between the two psukim, we say, son, you work for, and anybody else, you don't work for. Now, why did we decide that way? That's, we'll see. But that's what the Gemara is saying. Son, you work for, because it says, Yavoid, not Yavotcha. And Avotcha says, you don't work for anybody else. So we have a contradictory psukim. So what do? So obviously, for somebody, you do work, and for somebody, you don't work. You work for your son, for the guy's son, and you don't work for his other inheritors. Now, why do we pick son? Maybe it's brother. So that we're going to be talking about tomorrow. Interesting, the Gemara's not going to say maybe it's daughter. The Gemara's going to say maybe it's brother. Maybe a brother is more than a son. And that's what the Gemara's going to get involved in. And we'll leave that in Merit Shabbat tomorrow, and everybody should have a wonderful, gorgeous day.